Deadpool 3, casting rumors.
Filming wraps up on Fede Alvarez's alien movie.
Indiana Jones, flopping.
Barney the Dinosaur, but for adults?
Can he still love you? Daniel Radcliffe wants nothing to do with the Harry Potter reboot. Secret Invasion. Samuel L. Jackson's Nick Fury gets a middling Disney Plus vehicle.
John Berthal is the epitome of toxic masculinity.
James Gunn confirms Superman Legacy escaping Clark Kent's origin story. Can bringing back the original Japanese cast save One Piece live action? Should Dave Bautista be Kratos or Dwayne The Rock Johnson? You decide.
Let's talk about it.
Welcome to the SF Files. I'm your host, Guns. And today, co-hosting me, we have the human gas gasket himself, Agent K.
Yay. Ooh. What's going on, guys?
And also co-hosting me today, we have the man faster than a speeding bullet, bluer than deep blue sky, Bogus Bird.
Thank you.
How you guys doing today?
Chilling.
Chilling, yeah.
That's nice. So, first up, we have Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, only cracking 82 million through 4th of July.
Oof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not doing too well, guys.
Yeah.
Nope.
Who could have seen that coming, right? Everybody was asking for a new Indiana.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I like Harrison Ford. He's an awesome actor. He's a classic actor. He had that amazing trilogy back in the day. And maybe, you know, maybe a little outdated, but it's still, in my opinion, it holds up. They're still great movies. It's a great trilogy.
Yeah.
But
they should have just left it as is, right?
They should have stopped at the trilogy. They really, honestly, in my opinion, they shouldn't have even done the Crystal Skull one.
Yeah,
which
that's,
you know, kind of
Shiloh, right?
Shiloh, yeah,
Buff.
Yeah, the Crystal Skull released in 2008, and even then, like, Harrison Ford was he's up there, right?
Yeah.
But I felt like if they were gonna do it, you know, he's still kicking, he's still at a lively age.
Mm-hmm.
But you always risk it. You know?
And now they added 15 years to that, so he's a lot older now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So
now he's really up there.
Yeah, he's a grandpa now, basically. Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a grandpa back then.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a shame, man. It sucks. It really sucks to see a classic franchise go downhill this way. And
yeah,
you know, it just didn't open well. Maybe, you know, it doesn't resonate with today's audiences.
And it's not even that. It's just, you know, it's like a cow that has given all the milk it can, but the people just keep on trying to milk it.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Yeah.
Like, they're doing it for the money, and it's not working. They, like you said, Guns, they cracked $82 million on a budget of what? Almost
$295 million?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they made a third of that. So yeah. they're losing a lot.
Big time.
And that sucks because I feel lately a lot of movies are flopping.
Yeah.
For the reason, I don't know why. But something, maybe it's just a generation that they don't like that type of stuff anymore. Maybe they're more in the times, I guess, like what's going on.
I really don't even think that's it. Like, people go to the movies, you know? Like, look at what happened with Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, people blew that out of the water. Like, you know, people showed up.
Yeah.
People are going to the movies. It's just, I don't think they're making the movies that people want to watch.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, they've done milk this cow.
Cow?
So many times.
Mm-hmm.
And they just keep trying to milk it.
Mm. Yeah. I think also maybe, like, the pandemic played a big role, in my opinion, right? Like,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think once they stopped putting movies in movie theaters, and they went straight to streaming. Yeah. It was great. You know, you don't have to go anywhere. You have to spend, you know, $50 to watch one movie for two people, you know?
Yeah.
True story.
Yeah. And myself included, I thought it was awesome. It was great, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even today, like, I pick and choose what movies I want to watch in the theaters.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I don't want to spend, you know, $50 just for me and my wife to go watch one movie, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's including the movie ticket, the popcorn, the drink, you know, all that junk. And mm-hmm.
Damn, you still get the freaking popcorn and drinks over there?
Dude, I buy the tins, too, sometimes, the cool tins.
That's like $15 just for a freaking popcorn.
I'm They're not going to awesome. Lie to you. Bro, I'm not going to lie to you, dude.
I'll be happy with my girl sneaking fried chicken in her purse. I'll be damned if I pay for the movie theater food. Mm. Well, maybe the drink.
No.
The drink can probably pass, but the food?
No.
I don't know about that, man.
I'm not going to lie. When I went to go watch The Flash, I splurged a little bit. You know, it was a date night. Bro, they had those little Pizza Hut mini pizzas, like personal pizzas.
Mm. Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good right there, man.
Yeah. It was pretty good pizza, and I got the lady some nachos, and, you know, I did the ices and I did the drink and.
Did she at least do the nacho cheese?
Mm. She did.
Can grab some?
Yeah, I did. She did.
Mm.
So, yeah, I spent a pretty penny. I think I spent a little over $50.
Mm.
I know. But you know what? Like I said, it's date night. It's not like an every night kind of thing.
Yeah, and, you know, during the summer, dude, like that's when the big movies come out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been at least three or four big movies every other weekend, more or less. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And you know, I didn't go to all of them because, you know, I don't want to be spending like that every single time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that has something to do with it.
You know, I think you might be onto something because I've even caught myself on the podcast a couple of times. We'll talk about movies coming up, mm-hmm. and I'll say, you know, oh, I'll just wait for that to come on streaming, or, you know, I'll go watch that in theaters, or, you know, I'll skip that, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
but half of them I'm saying, you know, I'll watch it when it comes to streaming.
Right. And I have to categorize this one, The Dial of Destiny, as I'm going to wait for it to come to streaming.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, it's not high enough on the list for me to want to go watch it. Like, me as an Indiana Jones fan, yes, I want to watch it, but I'm not willing to, you know, put in the effort to actually go and watch this in theaters. Like,
yeah, for sure.
It sucks to say, but, you know, that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Right.
It's unfortunate. Harrison Ford, I don't think he needed this.
A last hurrah, maybe, no?
Maybe. The name Harrison Ford is legendary. You know, he's going to be the Red Hulk upcoming soon.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's going to be playing Ross after the previous actor who passed away a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Harrison Ford will be filling in those shoes. So, I mean, he's still going to be around, you know. So, I just don't feel like he needed another hurrah for Indiana Jones.
Uh-huh. Definitely not. I think it was probably someone just talked him into it. They wrote a check and said, here, write a number down.
Yeah.
That's probably what kind of thing that happened. Then.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks, man.
Yeah.
No, it is what it is. And, you know, hopefully it's just also maybe because it is the 4th of July, people aren't
going right now.
Yeah, they're more celebrating. Fireworks.
Yeah. They're buying fireworks. They're going to the beach. They're outside grilling. You know, maybe the movie theater is not the first thing on their mind. So hopefully give it a couple of weeks and it starts ramping up, making some money. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, this is definitely a streaming for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what will not be streaming for me?
What'd you get?
Is the new Alien movie.
Xenomorph
over here.
Yeah.
Fuck. Exactly, dude.
I'm in heaven.
This is shit right here. I'll definitely be in theaters watching this right here, man.
Yeah, this is going to be one of those. I'm going to splurge again, maybe on those D-box seats, the ones that are like 4D or whatever, they move with the vibrate and all that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
you love the vibrate, don't you?
I do, yeah. I had those when I watched The Flash. Yeah, they were pretty cool.
Nah, I want to go to one of those places where they serve you the steak.
Theaters. Those are expensive, dude.
Mm. You said splurge? Yeah. Splurge, I will.
I guess. Yeah, if that's what you want to do. So, filming has wrapped up. on the new Alien movie.
Yes, sir.
This is the one that we talked about a couple weeks ago, or a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
That, what's her name, Sigourney Weaver.
Ripley.
Ripley, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Has stated that she did not want a part in this. She didn't want to do anything with the writing. She didn't want anything to do with it, really.
Correct.
And,
she Gucci. She Gucci.
She is El Mucho Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that I've kind of been looking forward to for a little while since I've heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, with wrapping, finishing up, they just need to do, you know, the rest of the process, put it together, editing. And once it comes out, man, it's going down.
Mm-hmm. For sure, man.
Now, is this going to be a total reboot, or is it just they're continuing the story for the aliens?
I don't think they've really released a lot of information on what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, don't quote me on this, I believe it's like its own thing that you can kind of put it anywhere. Because, you know, it's the Xenomorph story is usually typically like in the far, far future. You can just kind of,
just there you go, just throw it somewhere.
And it won't really be affected.
But there's always an order, though, kind of.
Yeah,
there's some prequels and all that, but still, there you can always put them like, oh, this one goes before this one goes before this one, one's after that.
Yeah, so it looks like it's supposed to be a standalone reboot of the franchise.
Okay.
Let's see, taking from the creative roots that made the initial film so successful and reworking it into something entirely new. So this is a reboot. It's not supposed to follow any of the original movies. I don't think it's following any of the Prometheus or what was the next one?
Covenant.
Yeah, Covenant. Yeah, the Covenant.
So they're doing basically what Predator did, right? Like a reboot kind of?
More or less.
That way, yeah.
Oh, I see a story building. I see a story building, man.
I mean, yeah, we're getting the animated series, right?
Mm-hmm. Like,
hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
I just hope they don't butcher this, man.
Yeah. I'm
very disappointed they butcher it.
You know what? I actually didn't mind that Covenant movie. It was pretty good, I thought. And, man, if they're reworking a lot of the older stuff that made the first movie successful, they need to stick the landing.
Right. If they did that, like, bring it back to its roots, you know, it'll be more like a horror movie opposed to an action movie,
mm-hmm.
which I kind of felt they kind of made that transition maybe during the second movie, you mm-hmm. know, the original.
Yep.
Aliens.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was like an action movie every single time. But mm-hmm. the first one, you know, it's different. It's a horror movie. It's not.
Yeah.
You know, it feels very different than compared to everything else.
Did mm-hmm. you ever play that Alien Isolation game?
Was that the PS4 one? The one that we tried to play together?
No, it was a
Predator.
No, that one too, but. It was the one where it's like a first person, and you're sneaking around the ship, and like there's a xenomorph following you around.
Oh, you know what? No, I didn't play that.
Okay, so that was one of the ones that I didn't get to finish because my PS4 died, and well, there goes all my data. I didn't have it backed up. I don't think I had the cloud at the time, so
mm-hmm.
whatever. But yeah, from what I was playing with of it, man, it was like 100% like a horror game. Like, you're sneaking around, you feel helpless against the xenomorph. Like, anytime it comes around, it's game over for you, basically. And I kind of hope that they go back to what that was, because if I'm not mistaken, that's what the original Alien was, wasn't it?
Yep, for sure.
It's something that I'm looking forward to.
Something that Daniel Radcliffe, friend of the show, is not looking forward to. Friend of the show? What? Friend of the show?
Where did that one come from, friend of the show?
Well, you know, he likes...
Yeah? Go on.
He likes bro etiquette, man.
Yeah.
Bro
etiquette. Okay, yeah.
He listens to bro etiquette. Yeah,
he's
he
a bro. He's a bro.
Yeah, he subscribed to bro etiquette.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I do remember when on the bro code sales, the link below,
mm-hmm.
I do remember it did say Daniel Radcliffe has clicked on your link and purchased this book.
Yeah, right.
It did.
Yeah, so yeah. I do remember reading that. So you might be onto something here.
That's right. And he subscribed to both the SF Files and Bro Etiquette. You know, so,
just like you should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You should. Be like Daniel Radcliffe.
Be like Daniel Radcliffe. Wingardium Leviosa. Lift yourself up.
Leviosa.
Stop it, Ron. God damn it.
So Daniel Radcliffe. Reportedly, you know, back a few weeks back, we reported that he was kind of being like, I don't know about this, you know, about, and I'm talking about the Harry Potter reboot, the series that they're working on.
Yes.
You know, that was inevitable. Emma Watson, she was very, very much against doing anything Harry Potter related. And it's all due to, you know, the author, J.K. Rowling, and her vendetta against, you know, LGBTQ and whatnot. Yeah. And not to get too much into that. But, you know, Emma Watson, she wanted nothing to do with it. And apparently Daniel Radcliffe was more or less on her side, but it wasn't really like a statement.
For LGBTQ?
Yeah, he was just against it.
Yeah, right. But now it seems to be official that he's not looking to get involved. Yeah, he doesn't want to do a cameo. He doesn't want to play a role in it. He wants nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
He's done.
Well, I feel the movie's ended good, personally. Like, I kind of rewatched them again. But I feel they did a good job. They should just let it be, you know, before they do the same mistake and continue it or do a reboot and then they ruin the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is weird because I had seen, I don't remember if it was brought up in our group chat or if I just saw it somewhere. It that was talking about Daniel Radcliffe agreeing to do either a cameo or be part of the reboot or some new project with Harry Potter.
Oh, wow.
And I just saw this, I think, earlier this week or maybe last week. And now this article comes out. It's almost like I don't know which one to believe more, but I feel like Variety has a little bit more of a better reputation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm leaning towards believing this one.
Well, it looks like it came from an interview from comicbook.com. He was promoting his TBS comedy, Miracle Workers, End Times.
Okay.
And that's where it basically came out.
Okay.
Said, doesn't feel the need to be there, basically.
Okay.
So, I mean, I can agree with that. You know, it's not really his anymore. You know, that was his time, you know, the previous seven or eight movies. You know, that was his saga, you know. And that's cool. It's great. He did an excellent job.
Mm-hmm.
I think he might be doing the wise decision and knowing when to call it.
Yeah.
You know,
passing that torch, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think you said it well. Know when to quit, know when to stop. Because, yeah, again, you know, this is just a franchise that they're trying to milk. I know they had that Fantastic Beasts or the Magical Beasts, whatever. Mm-hmm. They had, like, what, three or four of those as well? And so that's, we're up to, like, what, like 13 Harry Potter movies now?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, at least he ain't pulling the Harrison Ford and keep milking that cow.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. That it may turn out to be something that you don't love.
Absolutely.
You're saying it wrong. It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
Oh, Leviosa.
You know something that I did love, though, back when I was a kid?
What's that?
I loved me some Barney the Dinosaur.
Yeah,
you did. Yeah, I did. I love you. You love me.
I think that's how it goes.
That was your jam, dude.
Bro, I had my room decked out.
You had the blankets. You had the pillowcase. You had like,
I had like two six stuffed toys. Animals.
Yeah. Six?
Hell Jesus yeah. Dude, it was like six of them. I had like various sizes. And I had one. I remember like Christmas.
Two of them that talked.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I asked for one that talked, and somehow our parents made it happen. You squeezed his hand, and he would say, I love you bunches. Mm.
Yeah, Barney the Dinosaur, super popular back in the 90s. I want to say the 90s. Mm-hmm. I know he made an appearance when I was a kid, you know, and then he even outlasted until your era, KO. Mm-hmm. So, and I got a good 10 years on you, so he's definitely been around. You know, apparently they're making a Barney the Dinosaur movie, but not really what you think.
No, it's an adult film.
Bow-chicka, wow, also, wow.
Also, not the type you think. Yeah, this is supposed to be.
My bad. Like Howard the Duck with Barney sleeping with some lady.
Yeah, something like that.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm not mistaken, I think Selena Gomez started in Barney, didn't she?
Yes, I think she did.
Is what did she?
That's what I've seen. There's, there I was think a she couple. Was like
actors that started. Wow.
There was a couple kids that came from Barney the Dinosaur, I think.
Oh, I guess I shouldn't be surprised. Who was it that came from the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse? Was that Britney Spears and JT? I believe that's correct.
I think so.
Justin Timberlake?
Yeah. Yeah, he was on a Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
I didn't hear about him until, was it NSYNC? Or Backstreet Boys? I don't know if he was in, but yeah.
Let me see. So, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato.
Wow.
Debbie Ryan.
I don't know who that is, but Demi Lovato. Just say it.
Yeah, Demi Lovato was... Dig, nabbit. Fuck, man. She was a roller coaster, and it was like all downhill.
Yeah. Anyways, Barney the Dinosaur.
That was a wicked weird tangent.
KO, this was your jam.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited to see a Barney the Dinosaur... I don't know, rated PG-13, maybe?
Probably. It's confirmed, it's said that it's not rated R. It just says it's for adults. It's like a surrealistic kind of A24 type movie.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I have no idea what that means.
Neither do I.
Let's see, what does that mean?
I don't know what that means. Oh wait, a company behind Everything All at Once, Uncut Gems, Midsommar, Lady Bird, Moonlight, HBO's Euphoria. So maybe something along those lines. You know, A24 is the studio.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's supposed to be like a trippy. No, it's kind of trippy. I think like it's one of those like mind-boggling movies that's supposed to be kind of twist and turn. Like every time you think you know what's going on.
So you think it's in the show all the kids he's touched? Their hearts, bro. What are you talking about?
I'm touching your heart.
Yeah. And that might be what it is. Like, he then rips it out and, like, eats it. He's a dinosaur. You don't know.
Or maybe it's going to be, like, Barney on drugs or something.
He's going to be
ready to do this show, kids.
You want to be on the show, right?
LSD.
You want to touch it?
Want to be the show, right?
Yeah, this is something I'm probably just going to watch. This is
Great Mighty Pooh
on it. I have no interest in this. He's going to be in theaters with his two toys.
You know how the Star Wars people dress up to go watch the movie? That's going to be KO right there.
Oh, I see it.
You know what? I might just buy myself one of those inflatable dinosaurs, those T-Rex suits. I'm like straight painted like pink with the green belly. I would do that.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of The Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now, and it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Oh, my God.
I think that once the trailer comes out to this, we should definitely react to this.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up for that.
I'm in the same boat. I have no interest in this whatsoever, but I want to watch the trailer. Yeah, exactly.
I might watch it when it comes to streaming, just to see like what was going through their minds when they were making this.
Someone else who I pondered what was going on in their minds. Disney kind of. I'm not going to speak on it just yet. Secret Invasion. You guys are watching?
I'm watching.
I saw the first episode. It kind of re-convinced me not to keep going. Personally, it was kind of boring to me.
Yeah, for real?
I had no interest in that. I just watched it it was Nick Fury. So I was like, this can't be too bad.
Oh, actually, hold on. Banter.
he has to go take it. Shakaka.
Yeah. So you said you watched just because it's Nick Fury?
Nick Fury and Marvel, you know, usually they have good stuff going on here and there.
Uh-huh.
But I was hoping to get a better story out of it. But I don't know, maybe I'm just speaking too soon just because it's literally just the first episode. But I felt like the whole first episode was really slow.
Yeah.
And I get it, you know, they had to explain stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. But still, it was slow. Nothing happened.
I definitely feel what you're talking about. I think they're doing it on purpose, building it slow. Just showing
Oh, Lord. We have Bart Fury over there.
What? we had someone in the comments say that I look like Nick Fury. So, you're right.
Oh, you got Bird the beard, too.
Yeah. Oh, you see that poster?
Yeah. Did you say Bread Fury?
Yeah. So, I
oh my god.
I think they're building it slow, showing how, I guess, rusty he's gotten. I think they're going to try to say, oh yeah, you know, he's rusty, but then they're going to build him back up, and then he's going to become a badass by the end of it. But with that being said, is it going well enough for me to keep my interest to be there at the end of it? I don't know. I'm going to have to give it BB's 3-episode rule. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not in it by the 3rd episode, I'm probably going to drop it.
Look, I'm going to say it right now. Nick Fury banged the Skrull. And then the main Skrull guy, the bad guy.
He's a super Skrull?
That's Nick Fury's Skrull kid. And he met Big Daddy over there.
He left for milk and never came back.
Pack of cigs and never came back. He mad. So he's taking it out. He's taking it out on freaking Earth. So he killed his bottom. How I Met Your Mother girl. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, Robin. I ain't gonna lie. Once that happened, I was like, not Robin.
Yeah, that was surprising. Mm-hmm. She didn't have the biggest role, but I mean, she was supposedly a big character. Fury's right hand.
It was like Agent Coulson, his bottom bitch.
Yeah, but Holson had a lot of screen time. He was a big role in the original, you know, up to the first Avengers film.
Yeah, but that's kind of where she kind of stepped in and, like, started making appearances. Like, when you think about it, Spider-Man, the one with Mysterio.
No Way Home?
Yeah, there we go. No Way Home.
Far From Home.
Far From Home. Far From Home.
God.
Who was with Nick Fury back then? You know, It was
Robin. I think you're right. Yeah, it was Aunt Robin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Red Robin.
Aunt Robin. Yum.
But yeah, man. You know, I've watched the first 2 episodes. At the time of this recording, the 3rd one has not come out just yet.
Mm-hmm.
I've been hyped for this series for like a year. You know, this is one of the big ones that I really wanted to watch. And for me, it's kind of a disappointment so far.
It's a slow build.
It's a very, very slow build.
So it's flopping as of right now.
Yeah, actually, it's getting the lowest views out of all the Marvel series so far. Mm-hmm. It's getting the lowest amount of views.
I'm telling you, man, it's oversaturation. Like, Marvel is just pushing so much out right now. And, like, for a while, they've been pushing so much out. And, like, you have to watch this to understand that. And you have to watch that to understand this.
Yeah.
It's too much. It's oversaturated. I feel like they're trying to do too much all at once.
You know what I think can probably save it?
What's that?
If they let Nick Fury throw like 3 F-bombs.
Oh, no.
Well done.
You know what is Major?
What's that?
Jonathan Majors.
He's in Major Scheisse. 2.
Yeah, so he's out of the frying pan and into the fire.
Mm-hmm. Dudes, I thought, you know, okay, we know the story. You know, he got
he Will Smith somebody.
Yeah, his ex girlfriend. Supposedly, allegations, right? She was bleeding. Allegedly. She had allegedly beaten this woman, and you know, he gets arrested or not arrested? Yeah, was he arrested?
Yeah, I think he got arrested. Yeah,
he got cuffed, and
bailed out.
And his PR press team drops him. And Disney has yet to pull the plug.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of waiting to see what happens. Learning a lesson. Good on you, Disney.
Yeah.
And as soon as things seem to be getting better, they just
went back down.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All his co-host stars in the movie supposedly are saying that this fool is actually aggressive and abusive.
Jesus. Woody Harrelson?
Yeah,
it was a winner.
Ooh. Let's see. It was reported by Rolling Stones. Last year in 2022, during the filming of Devotion, members of the cast came out saying that, yeah, he was aggressive. He started, you know, trashing a place. He was yelling at people, intimidating people. He shoved somebody, just making it a very toxic work environment.
He's a bully, basically.
Yeah, that's what they're claiming. He denied everything, of course. But I don't know, man. If it was true, I would have to think that somebody filmed something.
Yeah. You know,
there's got to be a video. Someone had to have recorded something, either one of the cameras or someone on their phone. I don't know what to believe right now.
You're on a set. You have how many people on set, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have at least, I would think, 20 people, right? And of something those like people, that, yeah. of those people, if not more, you know? Mm-hmm. And of those people, not one of them had a cell phone on them. Not one of them had a camera on set, you know?
Maybe right. It was just heat of the moment, and it was like a quick thing. Maybe they didn't have enough time to whip out their phones, push record, go to the app, then press record, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that face. He's innocent. He's not a bully.
Yeah, so they claimed that his behavior on set was borderline abusive, mentioning that the actor made women cry, and even claiming that he enjoyed it when they did. Like, if it's bad enough that you're making people cry, like, it can't just be like a quick shout at them or something. Like, you know, it has to be a constant yelling. If it's borderline abusive, like, it almost has to be physical or something, doesn't it?
Maybe he just Chef Ramsay then.
You fucking donkey.
and you can't catch that on film? Like, if you're constantly yelling at someone, you hear yelling, you're not going to pull your phone out?
Yeah. As far as I'm aware, this article didn't give any names, like the cast members who made this allegation. They're not coming out. They're not, you know, saying, hey, it was me, or, you know.
Yeah.
Like, we can't really... We confirm weren't there, or deny. Right? Yeah, we can't, exactly. We can't confirm or deny. We don't really know what happened. It could have, like you said, Guns, maybe it was just in the moment. You know, maybe he was just like really into his role and something goes wrong. Kind of like back in the day, what's his name? John Connor, Terminator, Salvation. Mm. We're doing it live. You remember that? Oh, he went nuts.
I don't remember that.
Actually, I don't.
What? Yeah, freaking back in 2009, Christian Bale. Yeah, he was caught on film. Where he was yelling at the camera guy because they were rolling and he was like in the background messing with a light or something. And then he turns around and says, what are you doing? What are you doing, you idiot? We're rolling. Are you stupid? Or, you know, he just went off on this guy. And,
they were rolling when he was doing that.
So right, right.
Of course, that explains that. But if it's like between scenes, it's not like they're rolling.
Right, but this doesn't really say if they were rolling with Jonathan Majors. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, maybe he's like really into it and things aren't going the right way. I don't know. We don't know what happened, right? Like, we don't know the context.
We don't
of what's going on here.
Personally, I have a feeling, and once again, I'm saying it here.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to get dropped by Disney. He's not going to be Kang anymore. I have a feeling he's going to get dropped.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please, 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 please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro and join the
Brochachos.
Brochachos. Subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far. You've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it. We need it. Come on, hit that subscribe, hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. All right, all right, all right.
Yeah, I feel like they're either too much about him is coming out. I gotta agree with you, Guns. I think he is eventually gonna get dropped.
I think it's still on the fence just because this story, although it does sound like he was not the friendliest person on set, it's not like he did anything. Like, there was no battering. There's no court date on this. There's no, you know, this is just a story that's coming out that happened in the past. And as long as there's no other major allegations where he has to go to court for, I think the main one that he has to worry about is the one with the ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
But so, if this is true, mm-hmm. and me being Disney, thinking about the business, thinking about production, I wouldn't want this toxic person to be working on my movies to make the rest of the workplace toxic.
Yeah.
Cut the cancer before it spreads.
Yeah.
Well, I guess one last thing on that, I guess. I mean, they did film Loki season 2 mm-hmm. with Jonathan Majors. They did film Quantumania with Jonathan Majors. They have worked with him before, twice apparently. Mm-hmm. They know how he's worked with them. So, I mean, if mm-hmm. he has been acting that way on set with them, they would be aware of it.
Yeah.
True. I didn't think about that. You're right. I mean, leave it to Bert Furio there.
Not every version of me was so pure of heart.
You know, I think maybe he's just got that masculinity, you know, that classic masculinity.
Masculinity.
Yeah, not toxic? Not toxic.
Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like John Bernthal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I announced that like Cena. Like, John Cena.
Oh, my God. So, John Bernthal, the character of the Punisher, has been associated with toxic masculinity, which refers to the negative aspects of exaggerated masculine qualities. The character's logo, a menacing white skull, has been misused by various groups to denote an aggressive, unyielding from the masculinity. Bernthal, however, has openly criticized this misuse. He views those who misappropriate the logo as lost and misguided, misunderstanding the character's true essence and story. Bernthal's Punisher is not a symbol of toxic masculinity, but rather a complex character navigating a world of violence while grappling with his sense of justice. So I've actually heard like different things about the skull.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say like in the army, they use it like for the flags, you know, how they put like the skull and then like the flag behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard other things. I've been using like the exact same Punisher skull. I think that is the main reason why, if I'm not mistaken, in the comics of the Punisher, they changed his logo that he wears on the shirt into like a different skull. So it's not like that one.
Yeah.
So it's not like related to it.
It looks whack now.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen it there, Bogus Bird.
I haven't, actually.
They try to make it like a little demon devil skull with like horns. It looks kind of whack.
Oh. Yeah. That's ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's his new logo. His new skull.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah. I don't like it either. Yeah.
But I guess it was all like to get away from like what's been happening with that skull and all that.
Yeah, because they use it for like the cops, the Blue Lives Matter kind of thing. They use it for the military. They use it for, I think, like street fights and things of that sort. And I get that they don't like the skull is being misused, but for whatever reason, they're pointing him as the epitome or the symbol of toxic masculinity.
Right.
Which I just don't agree with. Like,
no, I believe, if anything, Andrew Tate would be more...
He takes the cake on that one.
Yeah, that's where I'm going with that. Or they call him, like, misogynist and all that.
Yeah.
BS, you know?
And, like, one of the things that I think they brought up is that he trains his son in martial arts.
Which is not bad.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. You know, first of all, it could be used as self-defense. Right. Second of all, it's physical activity, you know? It's a sport.
He'd be like, healthy and all that, you know?
Like, you wouldn't say that somebody's toxic masculinity because, you know, he's playing football.
Mixed martial art.
Or he's playing soccer or any other sport, you know? Like,
right.
I feel this is teaching them, like, discipline and, like, teaching them to stick with things even though, like, it gets hard and rough. Like, mm-hmm. he feels maybe he wants to quit and all that.
Yeah.
But agreed. He keeps it going. You know, he's pushing through it, through the hardship of it.
Right. Yeah.
I believe it is disciplined, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like people are trying to push men and younger men and even young male children to be softer. And I don't think that's necessarily a good thing. You know, at some point, men do need to be men.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. 100%.
Right. Yeah, I guess, story time. I went to the park with my kids, and I was getting some weird looks because I was telling my son who fell down and scraped his knee to get up. You know, like, get up, just come on, just get up. And, you know, I know that in the world today, what I guess maybe what was expected of me, like, oh, come here, son, oh, it's okay, buddy. No. I mean, yes, to a point, yeah, I'm going to make sure that he's okay. But I'm also going to make him get up and walk. I'm not going to teach him to cry about everything. My kid's kind of a crybaby already. Mm-hmm. I don't want to teach him that it's okay to cry about everything. And by that, like, I mean, my kid's 4, right? Like, he's still young. But this is the time for him to where he's going to be learning his life skills, his person. He's going to be building and creating his personality. And I'm not promoting for him to be growing up what, you know, is being pushed on children these days. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's just not what I want to do.
And it's not even like beating your child or like, you know, it's not even yelling at them or abusing them. It's literally just get up, walk it off, rub some dirt in it, you know, be strong about it.
Right.
And I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. And I get, you know, there are people who want to raise their kids like that. And that's all on them. You know, if they want to raise their kids to be like that, you know, kudos to them. More power to you. But you cannot go around and try to tell other people how to raise their kids when it's not abuse, just because you don't agree with what they're doing.
Right.
So, like, I know a big thing nowadays is, like, the no-touch parenting, the nice parenting, the good people parenting, I guess you could say, the soft parenting.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, if your kid does something, you are not to lay hands on them. You know, you can't give them a light spanking or anything like that either. Like, you just have to say, no, that's not nice, and hope that he understands. And then he's going to turn around and do it again, and you're going to say, no, that's not nice, and do that over and over again until, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for some kids it does work, for some kids it doesn't.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you want to help underprivileged bald men whose hair has fallen one by one? If you subscribe today, a hair will grow back on CK's head.
For every
one click,
for every like, for every follow, you can make a difference on that bald, shiny head. Subscribe now.
Please, if you don't want my brother B to start looking like CK over there, please subscribe. He's heading that way. With every subscribe, you can get a follicle on that balding head of his. Bing.
Do us all a favor. Subscribe.
Right. No, I agree. I also believe that, like, you have to teach the boys, right? The masculinity. You have to teach them when they're young, because when they get older, not everyone is going to grow up with that no-touch mentality that, you know, you want to call it soft or whatever. Not all of them are going to be that way. There are going to be kids who grow up being little jerks. Mm-hmm. There are going to be, you know, fighting. Something eventually will come up where you have to man up.
Yeah.
No, and not just as a kid or a teenager, but as men as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even us, like, you know, a man today, right? Like, if someone were to confront you, I mean, what are you just going to tuck tail and run, or?
Them's fighting words.
Yeah.
I mean, and I mean that, like, I don't know, like, someone punched you. Are you just going to, like, walk away, or?
No.
Well, dude, I guess it depends on the situation. No, well, okay, guns. Like, you, for example, you're a Marine.
Uh-huh.
Someone comes up to you and knocks over your drink and walks away. What do you...
Like, accident or, like...
No, intentionally knocks it over.
Let's say they knock you over your drink and they throw their drink in your face.
Oh, no. I'm gonna wreck it! Right there, and then I'm breaking them through the table.
Okay.
No hesitation.
Why they want to go that far just yet, but what if they just go over and they start talking trash then? Like, oh, you're a jerk. Are you gonna wreck shop?
Not at that point. I'll probably stand up and like get in his face. Like, what's up? What are you trying to do?
Okay. Yeah. See, that's basically the point that I'm trying to make. Where it's situational. Mm-hmm. You know, there are going to be times when something happens. You don't always have to go straight to a fight.
Right.
You know, use your best judgment. But, you know, at the same time, I'm not promoting this toxic masculinity where everything has to be a fight. Like, oh, you looked at me weird. Let's throw down. Or you know what I'm saying?
In my defense, Agent K said he threw it in my face, so.
Yeah, but okay. He changed the scenario a little bit, so.
Mm-hmm. You're the one who changed it, a-hole.
Well, I changed it first, and then you changed it again.
All right, but I'm not going to lie. I already have plans for my mini guns over here. I'm definitely getting him into sports, and I do want him to go into maybe like mixed martial arts of some sort.
Mm.
You know, like you guys said, like for self-defense and all that. Also, you know, I don't want him to get bullied.
And another thing about that is like a lot of like mixed martial arts and like even martial arts, like, you know, taekwondo, jiu-jitsu, things of that sort will teach you discipline. Quiet! One of the biggest things that they teach you is it is not to be aggressive, but only for self-defense.
Usually, I think they say if you tried everything to avoid a fight and that's the last resort, then okay, that's when you use it.
Yeah, they will try to push on you that it is not for you to go and try to fight people on the street or to bully people.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a karate kid kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a real thing. I've met a lot of guys who do martial arts or who are teachers. And, you know, every single one tells me the same thing is, like, you know, it is, you know, purely discipline and self-defense.
For sure. It does suck Jern Bernthal's kind of getting the flack of it.
Yeah.
Just because he is playing Frank Castle, the Punisher, mm-hmm. and who is a badass character, by the way. But, yeah. You know, it kind of sucks because, I mean, every single interview that I've ever seen with this guy, I mean, he seems like the coolest, most chill dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he just seems like a really cool guy, someone that you want to hang out and have a beer with.
Yeah.
Maybe he's getting the tip of the spear of this just because, like, the characters he portrays, they're supposed to be, like, aggressive and, like, the bad guy.
Yeah.
Like The Walking Dead, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he ended up being one of the bad guys that became aggressive.
But that's right. How you know he's a good actor because, like, bro, for the longest time, I hated Jon Bernthal because he played Shane so well.
So what you're saying is you had a connection to The Walking Dead a little bit, to the characters and the actors.
I did, yeah. Because, you know, they sold the characters. They made me believe they were in a zombie apocalypse.
Nice.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, anytime I saw John, like, in anything else, I'm like,
screw this!
Okay. And he became the Punisher, and I was like, alright, he's cool.
You make this easy on me, I'm going to make this easy on you, all right?
Moving on to the next one. Let's go with Deadpool number 3. Guys, this one is definitely something that I am looking very much forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, like, I've been hearing so much about this movie, like, cameo after cameo after cameo. Like,
dude, they are building a roster. Ton.
Yeah, it is going to be monstrous. Like, this is what, you know, the Doctor Strange movie should have been. The Multiverse of Madness.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it should have been, but they're doing like supposedly like the Fox version. I think it's awesome.
So we got Hugh Jackman, Evan Peters as Quicksilver again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We have Magic Mike as Gambit. Channing Tatum. My bad.
He's been rumored.
Yeah,
that's going to happen.
Yeah,
it's going to happen.
Ooh, yeah.
We got Channing Tatum.
Supposedly, Elizabeth Olsen is coming back as well, right?
I heard about that, too.
Right. I heard that the Fantastic Four, the original, are going to show up, including Jessica Alba.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing her in that invisible suit again.
Wait, so is Chris Evans going to be the Human Torch?
That's
the rumor, right?
That's one of the rumors, yep. Yes, sir.
Damn.
That could be fun. That could be cool for him to play that character again.
Yeah, for sure.
But how much body mass does he have to lose?
Probably a good chunk.
I mean, does he, though? Like, look at what they did to him in Captain America.
Oh, well, they CGI'd his face onto Slim over there.
Yeah. Or it could just be, like, he bulked up after years of being Human Torch.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's true, but...
And then we have Storm.
Halle Berry.
Yeah, a lot of those X-Men characters are also rumored to come back. But that makes sense, because they're X-Men and then Deadpool. They kind of interact back and forth.
Yeah, they had a couple of the X-Men in Deadpool 2 when they were making that joke, like, oh yeah, because they got the budget to get the X-Men. They were in the office.
Right. Although that's not the cast that they're going for, not the first class they're going for.
You know. Right. But I'm saying, like, they got the X-Men already kind of, you know, interaction going.
For sure. I think it's great, man. Like, I read a report somewhere saying that, oh, it's too much. It's too much. I don't think it's quite there yet.
Yeah.
I think it's building a cast. But yeah, dude. I agree. It's not too much.
They got to do it right, though. It's Deadpool entering the Marvel Universe.
Right.
And this is one of Hugh Jackman's goals at the time before he retired. He wanted to be in Marvel.
Yeah. Right. Which is and the only reason he came back for this.
For sure, man. And not only that, but like this, I feel like this is the last hurrah for the Fox universe, you know, like before they make that last transition and the contracts dry up with the remainder of what's left, right?
Of Fox.
With Fox and the X-Men. Might as well use them. I mean, they're under contract. They cannot be recasted until those contracts are done. Mm-hmm. So you might as well use them. You know? Throw them in there.
Yeah. I think it's a good way to go out with a bang.
Do you think they're going to bring back Cable?
Yeah, I don't think they're... Yeah. Maybe he can make a cameo, but I don't know that they're actually going to bring him back in. Although, I mean, theoretically...
He should.
He should, yeah, because they use up his time portal thingy. Deadpool took it as far as he's aware. It busted up. No longer works, even though it was fixed. I can see how they could bring him in. But I don't know. I don't want to say anything too soon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like they're going to be like, oh, I stole Cable's time travel machine. Ha 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 ha. And then they don't have to bring him in. You know, they could potentially do something like that.
Yeah.
And I mean, it feels Deadpoolish, you know?
Yeah.
And they don't have to bring him in and give him a paycheck.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. Lots of names. Cool stuff. As long as they're not like spending, you know, an hour or 30 minutes on each
character,
on each cameo, you know, make it something quick just to bring them in the fold, establish that they existed. You know what I mean?
I mean, it could be like the Avengers, like, you know, it was what, like an hour and a half long, maybe 2 hours long. The first one.
Yeah.
Where it was like, you know, six characters in one and like each one had their time to shine.
Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie. This seems like it's going to be a really big movie. I would not mind even if it's like a 3-hour movie.
Hmm.
Come on, you got that many big names going to star in this one movie? You got to finish it off with a bang, dude.
I get it. I don't know if the story is big enough for that, though.
It depends. I've heard a few things here and there, but nothing confirmed what the story is going to be. Mm-hmm. But like the biggest one that I keep hearing is going to be the...
He kills the Fox universe?
Yeah. Maybe something like that, or maybe it was a House of M. So, I mean, of course, nothing's confirmed. We don't know yet. Mm-hmm. But if it's something like that, I mean, it could be fun. It could be cool.
Yeah. You know,
bring them in. The one, though, that I do kind of have trouble connecting the dots with, supposedly, Ben Affleck was spotted on the set of Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the only Marvel character that I'm aware of that Ben Affleck ever played, Daredevil.
Daredevil, yeah.
Back in the day, yeah. I think that'd be awesome.
Which he was in Fox as well, right? Under Fox?
I believe so.
Oh, I'm touching myself tonight.
You know what else is making a big intro?
Who's that?
Is our number two biggest fan over here who actually listens to the show.
Number two?
Mr. James Gunn's over here.
Ah, yes. James Gunn.
You know, he freaking hopped on. He started listening to our last episode, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he heard us saying that we hope he skips the whole legacy part in the very beginning, the origin story of Clark Kent. It's been told so many different times, so many different versions.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels just right just to start him out. Kind of like we were saying, like Tom Holland, just starting out with the powers already, you know?
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom.
And supposedly that's exactly what's happening. He has confirmed that they are skipping the origin story. They're going straight to he is Superman.
Thanks, James. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, man.
For when you listen to this episode.
Right, right, right. Thank you, thank you. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And James Gunn did, he did subscribe. He hit that button down below, the plus, the follow. Yeah, he did that.
Yeah,
he pressed it.
Just like you hit it.
Yeah, yeah. We got that notification and said, ding, James Gunn has subscribed. So you should definitely do the same. Be like James Gunn.
Mm-hmm.
Be like James Gunn. Just
and subscribe. And last I read also, what notification I got was James Gunn actually bought the bro code.
I was going to say that right now.
That is crazy.
Yeah, he bought it as well. That's awesome. Catching up. He said he's catching up on episodes. And he is ready for the next one.
Wow, James Gunn, friend of the show.
That's awesome. Yeah, yeah.
I hate you. I was literally about to say that after this thing, but you freaking stole it.
A-hole.
You suck.
Absolutely, I'll do that right now.
Wait, but if he's skipping the origin story, this freaking new Superman guy, the...
Corn Sweat?
He has to bulk up, man. He's tiny.
I mean, it could be early Superman days.
Yeah, it could still be early. He's fine. He's fine. The guy's in shape. He's not Henry Cavill. He's not huge, right? But he's in good shape.
And DC likes to do? They like to use like the padded suits anyways. So, I mean, I'm sure the look will be there.
For sure. Yeah, it doesn't look like there's any additional information other than, you know, they're skipping the origin story. So, you know, that's great news. That's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Thanks again, James. Listener. Listen to the show. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. You're the man.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You, the man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, everybody. I hope this was exciting for you because it's really exciting for me.
Speaking of origin stories.
Oh my God.
So, the Netflix's One Piece adaptation is kind of going back to its origins, and for its Japanese dub, they will be using the original Japanese voice actors.
That be enough to save it, though?
Well, we don't know yet. We don't even know if the English version is going to be good enough to save it. Or, you know, we have no idea what this is going to look like, really. But aside from that, what I didn't know, the actor for Sanji is also Hispanic. I don't know what kind of Hispanic he is.
Whoa, as well as I didn't Luffy. Know that.
They will be voice acting themselves in the Spanish dub as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. But yeah, back to the Japanese because, you know, Japanese rules. Yeah, that's probably going to be the way that I watch it, honestly. If they have the full original cast, you know, they're going to have Sanji voice Sanji, Zoro's going to voice Zoro, Luffy's going to have his actual voice, Usopp and Nami. I can't wait to see what they do.
That might actually make it bearable to watch.
Yeah.
compared to the English version, man, I'm sorry, man, but from that trailer, from what I got, I don't think I like it, man.
I was actually reading a lot of the comments in the trailer and on Facebook, and, you know, I'm reading the comments that talk about the story, and a lot of them were saying that, oh, so watch it in Japanese dub.
Yeah.
You know, watch the English version then Japanese dub, which I thought was pretty hilarious.
Yeah, which is exactly what I'm going to do. Because I had seen this video that where Iñaki Godoy actually met up with Mayumi Tanaka, which is Luffy's original Japanese voice. And, you know, they're talking to each other. And, of course, you know, they have translators because there's that language barrier. But, yeah, it was a pretty cool little moment. And they confirmed that the original voice actors will be reprising their roles in the dub.
Nice, nice.
So hopefully with this they get far enough that we see Robin, we see what they do with Chopper, and with everybody's favorite cyborg, Frankie.
I felt he was all right before the time skip, but after the time skip, meh.
For real? I actually really liked his. I like both, but I really like his post-time skip.
You know who else had a time skip at one point? Our boy Kratos over here.
Oh, we sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Sure and did.
There, I don't know if it's been confirmed already, but supposedly for the live action, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Version mm-hmm. of God of War. It's been rumored that it's going to be Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but there's been a lot of talks in the grapevine over here saying that they don't really want him to be Kratos because he doesn't fit the part really, besides the muscles and the bald head.
Right.
And fans prefer Dave Bautista over Dwayne Johnson.
Hmm. Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I think I would definitely like to see Bautista in the role. I think The Rock plays The Rock in costumes a lot. I would want to see Bautista given a shot.
Honestly, I agree.
I don't know if you ever saw the bodybuilder guy, James Hollingshead, cosplay Kratos.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
A few moments later.
I've seen his photo.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen him around online. Okay, I've definitely seen this.
Yeah, I think he did a pretty good Kratos. So he's like a bodybuilder kind of guy.
Hmm. He looks pretty awesome.
Yeah,
he actually does. Good.
Damn.
He has a little tummy there, but he looks good, though.
I mean, he's a strong man. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Dad of War.
No, and it's not even, like, look at, if you look at that picture, like, he looks like he has the abs. He's just bulky.
Yeah, definitely.
I remember when I used to look like that.
Yeah, in your dreams.
Well, honestly, I kind of agree with you guys. Like, The Rock, you know, he's The Rock. The specific roles, he's awesome. But I can't see him as Kratos. I think he was just kind of rumored or fan casted because he's bald and he's huge, right? He's buff. Like, that's probably the only reason.
Yeah.
And maybe that might even be the same with Dave Bautista. I kind of don't think Bautista would want that role. He quit Drax because he hated the makeup all over his body. And he said himself that, you know, he's getting older and it's very tough for him to maintain that physique.
Right.
So I don't know if this is something that he would be interested in.
But look at the difference between the makeup from Drax and Kratos. Kratos, he's just going to be painted white and like a big red tattoo from face to shoulder. With Drax, you got all those designs in the skin with the red part.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a lot more time consuming than,
yeah,
personally, I feel Kratos would be.
I get it. But again, the physique is, you know, what he's talking about. And he also wants to take like more like major acting roles, like where you actually like show acting ability,
mm-hmm,
as opposed to just being like a brute kind of guy.
Right, right. There was, I think I was reading earlier that previously the name that was attached to it was Gerald Butler.
Really?
Yeah. 300, King Leonidas.
Yep.
That wouldn't be a bad pick.
But again, he's up there too. Like,
yeah.
Like, I would imagine. Because, like, even Hugh Jackman, his thing was the physique as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like they would have to get somebody new, somebody young. Because, like, even if you want to take it from, like, the original God of War games, he mm-hmm. was kind of young in those. It wasn't until, like, the PS4 and Ragnarok that he kind of started aging.
I believe, I could be wrong, that's the story that they're going to go with for this movie, though.
PS4?
Yeah, the one where he has his son.
His son, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which could be played by Tom Holland.
Oh, my God.
I don't feel so good, Kratos.
Dad.
Dad Kratos.
Dad Kratos. Father.
Papa Kratos.
Papa Kratos.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of cool. You know, I did hear about this movie being a thing years ago, and it never really went anywhere.
Yeah.
So for it to resurface like this, I mean, I think it's cool. You know, it's back on the map. The games are huge.
Mm-hmm.
Right, especially the last few years, the last two games have been huge hits.
Huge,
like balls, huge.
I don't know who I don't know who they could possibly go with, like casting wise.
I think they should give somebody new a chance.
Henry Cavill, you're free.
Shut.
You're free, man. Oh my God.
But yes.
Oh, man.
Steady, boy. Have I taught you nothing, boy? Boy, the boy has fallen ill. You do not know everything, boy.
That is it for the episode. I hope y'all had fun with us today. I hope y'all went. Y'all subscribed to our podcast. I hope you
like
went.
James Gunn.
Like James Gunn.
And Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe.
You mother...
Close personal friends of the show.
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Yeah. Give us a follow on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and of course, subscribe on YouTube. Go ahead. Hit that little bell, the notification bell.
Ding.
That way you know when we upload. If you're on the go.
Well, Brother K, they can stream us at Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music,
Stitcher
for a couple months. Yeah, don't forget to switch over. Yeah, yeah. And Pandora, sweet, sweet Pandora. Love Pandora.
We never said anything bad about Pandora.
Ever, never.
I like to call it Pandora Bowl because it's so adorable.
Terrible.
That was terrible.
While you're at it, you should check us out online. Go to our website.
You can go find us at www.dsfiles.com.
If you want to send the show an email, you can email me at agentk@dsfiles.com.
You can send me an email at guns@dsfiles.com.
And comments, questions, suggestions, bogusbird@dsfiles.com.
You can also send all your schlong pics to crazycat@dsfiles.com.
The big ones, the round ones, the long ones, the girthy ones, the tuna can size ones, the sweaty ones, the hairy ones, the veiny ones, the black ones, the white ones, the brown ones.
Those two?
Oh, just taste the rainbow.
Taste it? Oh.
Send them all to crazycat@dsfiles.com.
Yeah.
He will love them. He'll comment on them. Mm-hmm. He'll look through every single pic. And especially on this 4th of July holiday, send them the pics with the grilling, the hot dogs, the burgers, with your schlong on the side, on the other side, on top, in between the buns. Mm-hmm. He wants them all. Mm-hmm.
He did also request for you to place a little American flag on the tip, on the shaft.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just going to take a snap, a quick, you know, mm-hmm. send that to him because he would really, really, really enjoy those.
Yep.
He actually told me he won one with Uncle Sam's hat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's classy.
Yeah.
That's classy right there.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
This is Gun signing out.
This is Agent K saying see you later.
And catch you on the next one.
Deuces.
Peace.
Welcome to the SFIs, mother.
Sucker.
You can't close the door?
The door is closed.
Wow. Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up!
Give me a second.
Sure, buddy. Ooh, I don't know if he's getting in trouble.
Ooh, somebody's getting yelled at in Mexican.
I'm trying to eavesdrop, but I can't tell.